Hi, this is Dr. Bob Underwood. I'm the CMO here at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and we wanted to talk a little bit today about the Omicron variant. There are a few things that we know about the Omicron variant, but there's also some things that we just don't know yet. First, we do know that it is more infectious than any of the other variants of COVID that we've had in the past. One report even that I read just this morning says it's 60 times more infective than Delta. So this means it will spread faster through our population than any of the other previous variants. This would mean a relatively rapid increase in the number of cases in our area. And there's some reports that show there is also a rapid decline in the number of cases once it has spread through a community. So these are some of the reports that are coming out of South Africa and some of the other areas of the world that first reported the Omicron variant. So what about our vaccines? How protective are they? There are initial reports that the vaccine may not be as protective to prevent someone from getting the new Omicron variant. There is some protection, but it may be slightly reduced. This is especially true if you've only had two vaccines. Now, for us, boosters are mandatory. So if you haven't gotten your booster yet, this is all the more reason to get it now. All right, let's talk about monoclonal antibodies and how effective they are. Right now, the data is just not as conclusive as we want it to be in terms of what's the relative protection provided by the monoclonal antibody therapies with the Omicron variant. We're going to continue to offer the monoclonal antibody therapy unless the indications come from the data that it's no longer beneficial. But for right now, we're going to continue to do that. Most of you have heard by now that there are initial reports that say the disease or symptoms caused by the Omicron variant may not be as bad as previous variants. But there are so many confounders to this data that it's relatively difficult to really draw any firm conclusions. Confounders like what's the vaccination within a population, who's already had an infection previously, those things kind of throw a little bit of a red herring into what that data shows. Now, obviously, we hope that this is the case, that there is a decreased severity of the disease. That would be great. But right now, we cannot say for sure that that is the case. Now, we've talked about the severity of the disease, we've talked about vaccines, and we've talked about monoclonal antibodies. In the end, what we really want to know is what will the impact of admissions be to the hospital and worsening strain on the healthcare system? And right now, we just don't know. A good scenario would be that those who get the Omicron infection will not really need to come to the hospital that much. The bad scenario is that so many people get infected at once that even if proportionally fewer people have to come to the hospital, it could still mean more admissions than we have already seen. So we remain vigilant, and the hospital will analyze that data as rapidly as we can. As science starts to project what we may or may not be seeing in the future, we will adjust. So I just want to say thanks to all of the caregivers here at this great institution. Thank you for the teamwork. It is only as a team, with each of us playing our role, no matter how big or how small that role may seem to be, it's only through being a team that we'll be successful against the Omicron variant.